Pope Benedict XVI gave his annual address to the diplomatic corps on Monday, highlighting his concerns for different parts of the world. One of the ambassadors present was Larry Wang, the representative of the Republic of China on Taiwan to the Holy See. He spoke to Charles Collins about the speech.
In my opinion, the message of the Holy Father to the diplomatic corps is consistent to what already said on the occasion of the 46th World Day Peace Message. Blessed are the peacemakers. The Pope dedicates the first part of his message to list the conflicts, religious or war conflicts, taking place in numerous parts of the world, starting with the Middle East and proceeding with Africa, where Christians are deprived of fundamental rights and even violently attacked and forced to leave their homes because of their faith. This is not what is happening in my country, in Taiwan, where people enjoy widespread religion freedom, a right guaranteed by its constitution.
You recently, it was announced the conclusion of an agreement with the Holy See about Catholic education. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you. Regarding the current status of relations between the Holy See and Taiwan, let me say that we are partners in charity and in providing aid and assistance when need arises. We also collaborate on a number of exchange activities in the field of education. For example, on December 17, the embassy has received verbal notes by the Holy See informing the embassy of the coming into force of the agreement of education. The agreement, composed of 23 articles and drafted in English, has been signed on December 2, 2011 in Taipei by His Eminence Zenon Cardinal Kosciolewski, Prefect of Congregation for Catholic Education, and Dr. Wu Qingqi, our Minister of Education. Our parliament, we call it Legislative Yuan, approved it last November 20th. Thanks to this agreement, all titles, diplomas, and degrees earned at ecclesiastical universities worldwide will be recognized in Taiwan. Similarly, the title of Taiwanese universities will be recognized by ecclesiastical university all over the world. This will make it possible to propose Christian values in academic fields, even in non-theological faculties.
And recently, the government of the Republic of China has made a donation to Cor Unum, and this donation is being aimed at specific areas. Can you tell us what these funds should be used for?
Yes. It is not a coincidence that in a recent interview by L'Osservatore Romano, Monsignor D'Adosso, Secretary of Pontifical Council Cor Unum, gives the following figures, like 388 armed conflicts, 20 of them very intense, 79 humanitarian crises, 41 desperate appeals requiring immediate responses, reflecting the dramatic situation affecting a large part of the world's population. To this end, my embassy in Rome also contribute to charitable activities, usually through the good offices of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum. Just last month, on December 19, 2012, my embassy, on behalf of my government, has donated to Cor Unum a significant contribution of 100,000 euro, which will be used for the realization of four projects indicated by Cor Unum itself as requiring immediate attention. First, integration of IDP, I think it's internally displaced person, IDPs and returnees in Western Equatorial State, South Sudan. Second, construction of a primary school in Nguma, Niger. Thirdly, fighting desertification in Mali, Niger, Mauritania, and Chad through the John Paul II Foundation for the Sahel countries, entrusted to the care of the council by the blessed John Paul II. And the fourth, aid relief to the Syrians, IDPs, and the refugees. We are very happy to have done this.
Well, in what other ways do the Holy See and the Republic of China on Taiwan interact? How do they work together?
I think in the year of 1984, Pope John Paul II has mandate give Taiwan a church in Taiwan a mission to serve as a bridge between churches in mainland China and the universal church here. And for the last 4 years, we have done a lot of works in this field to bring the Chinese seminarians, sisters, and fathers to Taiwan, to Taiwan's Catholic Fulin University to study. I think this is what we are doing to serving our church, serving as a bridge. We hope we'll bring eventually the churches in mainland China back to the universal church.
In recent years, the relations across the Taiwan Straits have shown a marked improvement.
Yes.
Can you speak a little bit about this?
Yes, we have reached, for the last 4 years, we have reached 18 agreements in different fields, in a lot of cultural, commercial, economic exchanges. So I think we have make this area, the Taiwan Strait, a very peaceful region.